Nonsense and Melody with Gil and Demling.
What's on the menu?
Well, I'll tell you, I think I'll go out and insult policemen.
Frank. Huh? Listen, we've got to rehearse for the entertainment in the hotel tonight.
Well, I don't feel like rehearsing, my bonny blue-eyed wench. You see, I've been playing highball with a couple of friends. I wouldn't care about it.
Highball? Is that a game?
Yeah, you see, three of us stand against a bar, and we drink five highballs, quick like a hiccup. Get
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Then we drink two more, and one of us goes away. And the other two try to figure out which one of us is gone.
Say, listen, this isn't rehearsing. After all, I've got to brush up on a song.
Go ahead and brush up, or are you waiting for the brush, ma'am?
What's all right. Idea? Congratulate me, boy. Congratulate me, step right up, shake my hand. My baby told me that he loves me. Is that a break now, or is that a play? Am I awake now, or am I dreaming? Congratulate me, things worked out as I planned. My baby told me that he loved me. You'll see me dancing on that rainbow above. Congratulate me, I'm in love. Oh, congratulate me, step right and shake my hand. My baby told me that he loved me. Is that a break now, or is that a break? Am I awake now? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm dreaming? No, things worked out as I planned. My baby told me that he loved me. You see me dancing on that rainbow afar. Congratulate me, I'm in love.
Hello, fellas.
Who are you?
My name's Oswald J. Thrussell. I'm one of the students traveling around the world on your ship for an education.
Well, it doesn't sound like you know very much.
We only been going for a couple of weeks.
Well, that's reasonable. I hope you find it comfortable at the bottom of the class.
Yeah, I'm at the bottom, all right. But what's the difference? They teach the same thing at both ends.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want with us?
I got a friend here, Johnny Chiodo. He plays the accordion, and maybe you can use him.
Well, glad to know you, Johnny, he blushed. Come on, squeeze something out of that box of wrinkles, will you?
It. Pretty snazzy, huh?
Well, not bad, not bad. We'll use him on the next concert.
Thanks. Say, how do you like my new suit? Kind of hotsy, ain't it? Notch lapels and all.
New suit, huh? Well, what do you do with your old ones?
Ain't got any old ones. They're all sort of threadbare. In fact, one of them was so threadbare that when I sent it to the cleaners, it came back on a spool.
Dropping his eyes with a sickening thud. I think we'd better do a little rehearsing ourselves. Are all the three jack cars ready?
They're here.
Well, okay, we'll do it with the overture then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the title of the play is Queen Isabella and Columbus, or Any Old Port in a Storm as Long as It Comes in Bottles.
The play opens in Isabella's palace, built in 1400.
Mm-hmm.
However, the record has since been lowered.
I see. The queen is seated on her throne, idly munching a piece of halibut, listening to some wandering troubadours whilst keeping her weather eye on the silverware.
Was in the quiet of an autumn night, we were beneath a fading moon. Ah, but we brought the same delight, dear, as a romance in June. And while the leaves were tumbling all around, suddenly our two hearts were lost. We planted love in summer, but it blossomed in the quiet of an autumn.
the song ends, Christopher Columbus enters on a horse named Horowitz.
Oh, Christopher Columbus, as I live and breathe with difficulty.
Is he? Taking on weight, aren't you? Introduce me to your new chin.
Oh, I haven't any more chins, and you know it.
Oh, no, listen, your neck is beginning to look like a roller coaster. Cut
that out. Oh, Chris, how do you like my new crown?
Well, it's about time you got a new crown. It was getting so you could hardly chew with the old one.
Oh, you simply murder me, Chris.
That's the best idea you've had today. Say, what's on your mind, Izzy? You sent for me, I hope.
Chris, it comes to my big ears that you're a married man. Are you married, Chrissy?
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no what?
Yes and no fooling.
Oh, that's a shame. Hmm? I was thinking we could mix a little ant paste in the king's mustache wax and get together.
No, Izzy. I can't be bothered with women. I've made a great discovery. The world is not flat.
Oh, well, maybe the world isn't flat. But in this country, nuts to you is a darn good offer.
Well, Izzy, the world is round, I'm telling you. And if you'll stake me to a couple of canoes, I'll prove it.
Oh, what did you do with that outboard motor I gave you for Christmas?
Well, I'll tell you, Izzy, I loaned it to a girl in Venice. She decided to walk home from a gondola ride.
Walk home?
Yes.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That's right.
Oh, that's the best laugh I've had since the king got his beard caught in a transom.
Now, listen, Izzy, come on. I'm tired of being a punk around this court. Give me a skiff or two and I'll discover America, or don't you like foreigners?
Oh, I'm weakening, Chris.
Never mind that. We're talking about boats. Think of it, Izzy. I can see the headlines now. Local boy makes good. Chris Columbus discovers new land as storm sweeps Middle West. Story on page 3. Boy, that's marvelous.
Are you sure the world is round, Chrissy?
I can prove it. Listen, have you got an egg laying around, you know, not counting the king, of course?
Oh, yes. I just sent for a half dozen to toss at the prime minister the next time he shows up in tights. Here you are.
Thanks.
But what do you want with an egg?
Well, you see, I'm going to stand an egg on end and prove that the world is round.
Oh, well, swing it on.
All right, okay. Now I take the egg and crack it thus. That one was haunted, I think.
Here's another one.
All right.
My goodness, this one is so fresh, the hen is still nervous.
Good. All right, now watch this. I cracked the egg.
Oh, goodness me, you dropped it. Oh, where'd it go?
You'll find out when you sit down. Well, tell what we'll do. We'll try it once more. What do you say? This is the last egg. You see, I crack it with a deft backhand twist of the wrist. Well, Izzy, the trip is off. I can't go now.
Oh, why can't you go, Chris?
Do you hear that? Izzy, I'm a mother. Thank you.